Coppell's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
Welcome to the Worcester Report, a program of stories, Christian devotions, and music. Broadcast on CWCP, Coppell's Western Cape Radio.
South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God. South Africa, turn back to God.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Worcester Report for today, 13th of February, 2020. Tony Coppell reporting. On Monday, Lorianne and I drove to Cape Gate, which has been either a three-weekly or a weekly trip, a one-hour trip, for 5 months now. It was to be her final chemotherapy session. And I took my recording equipment along with me in the possible hope that I might get an interview. Well, when we arrived, I went to see Karen Majewski, who is the social worker at Cape Gate Oncology. And much to my delight, she agreed to give me this interview that you're about to hear. I've put on the end of the interview a little event that only happens when you finish your chemotherapy. So keep on listening, folk, to Karen and learn what it's like to work in an oncology unit where chemotherapy is the order of every day. I'm sitting in the Cape Gate Oncology Center, and next to me is someone that we met when Lorianne came here first 5 months ago. And she's agreed to be interviewed, so I'm highly privileged by that. I'm talking about Karen Majewski. She is the social worker for this particular center. Welcome to CWCP Radio, Karen.
Thank you, Tony.
And I should add that you are Karen, C-A-R-O-N.
Correct.
Not K-E-R-E-N.
Yes.
Like all the millions of others. So
yes.
You're special.
I'm special, and apparently it's from America. I'm an American spelling of Karen.
Do all oncology centers in South Africa have someone like you, have a social worker?
Unfortunately not. We at Cancer Care, all our units throughout South Africa have an oncology social worker. But there are many other oncologists that have their facilities, private facilities that aren't affiliated to us. They don't necessarily have an oncology social worker.
Karen, would you then describe your job description and what you do here, and take in as much detail as you like. This is the main thing I want people to understand.
Thanks, Tony. My job as the oncology social worker is to support and provide information to newly diagnosed patients and their caregivers or families. Receiving the news that you have a cancer diagnosis is very overwhelming. It's traumatic. It's a crisis. Everyone deals with it differently, and everyone in the family is affected by it. And we find that, you know, it helps patients to just offload and to debrief. I can't change what has happened to them, but I can give them opportunity to tell me how they feel, to explore their fears and concerns, to problem solve together and look at what support they have in place to cope. And often it really is forcing oneself, if I can put it that way, to really take it day by day. You know, when you have a cancer diagnosis, you feel very out of control. Suddenly you can't make plans anymore. You don't know how you're going to feel. There's a lot of uncertainties. Everybody reacts differently to chemotherapy. And that feeling of out of control creates a lot of anxiety. So my role is to look at how do we manage that anxiety and what are the concerns, and to also get the person and the patient and the family to just have the necessary information about what kind of chemo they're going to be receiving, what impact it could possibly have on their lives, and how would they manage it. My role is also to network and to link people up with the correct resources in the community. So often we look at connecting patients with the local hospice in our community, or I arrange for, through the medical aid, to have a caregiver in place if the person needs support at home with just being able to perform the activities of daily living. And then my role involves visiting patients in wards and specifically helping them when there's no longer active treatment, but what we call palliative care. So we're now looking at just managing symptoms, managing pain, and the intent is no longer to cure, but to really just look at extending life, but that it be quality. And then we also look at support services, like I facilitate a monthly support group meeting at Cape Gates, to which patients and caregivers are invited to. We have a reflexologist too that volunteer their services twice a month and for our patients, which we find is also beneficial holistically. And then we also offer a Look Good, Feel Better workshop for our lady patients. And that is hosted by the Look Good, Feel Better Foundation, which is also comprised of volunteers. And they come and they do a workshop with our ladies once a month, where each lady patient receives a complimentary goodie bag of products, makeup, skincare, and they get to hear about what to do to manage the side effects of the appearance-related chemo effects, so the dry skin, the brittle nails, the hair loss. And then there's refreshments, and they get an opportunity to meet and interact with other people that are going through a similar situation. And then probably one of the main core functions of my role is when a patient is hospitalized and they do need to be discharged, I'm involved with the family at looking at discharge planning. And then if families need bereavement counseling once they've lost a family member, I also look at providing support there and or linking them up to somebody that's more accessible to them.
I'm interested to know what your background is. Are you a psychologist?
I'm
or
a
doctor?
Worker. Social worker.
You're a social worker.
Social worker, yes. So I've got my honours in social work from the University of Stellenbosch. And then I've been working in this oncology field for nearly 10 years. Started out locuming at the various cancer cares and then permanently from 2009.
Now, one of the things you just mentioned was helping people to adjust to different conditions like hair loss. Now, one thing that I know Lorianne much appreciated was being introduced to another lady called Laurie, who makes cancer hats.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the connection between...
Okay, Laurie, I met her as one of our patients. So she is also a patient of one of the oncologists at the unit. And she then shared her experience, and what it actually encouraged her to do is to look at the impact that hair loss has on women. And for her, it was very traumatic. As you can imagine, for most women, it's very few women that aren't bothered by the hair loss. And then she started with designing these very funky hats, and it's called Hats by Laurie. And her business is known as Bold and Beautiful, because you're bald and beautiful. And what she does is she donates a hat. She donates about 10 to 20 on average every month to all the oncology units in Cape Town, which is incredible. And so your first hat is for free, and she offers it to any woman that is experiencing hair loss, irrespective of what cancer they're having. And you can then thereafter order from her, and she uses the monies to then again put back into the business of making more hats. And she has a Facebook page, as I think Laurie Anders know as well, where women can really just listen to her blog and hear a little bit more about what she's going through, and through that identify and feel that, you know, connected. You're not alone in the journey. There's lots of other women that are going through this.
I think Laurie-Anne has at least 10 hats.
Lovely. They are really stunning.
And a wig.
Good. So she's very prepared. For when she has to go out.
You know, I remember very well when we first came here 5 months ago and we were introduced to various people, including you, Karen. And the fact that you were here at all, because we didn't expect it, gave us a very warm feeling that this Cape Gate Oncology is clearly a center of excellence. Mm. And you're not just... People are not here just focused on the medical staff, on the drugs and everything else. They're looking at the whole patient and everything.
Yes.
And I just wondered, you already mentioned some of the seminars that you run. You want to say a little bit more about that? Do you find people will come? Lots of people want to come to the seminars. Are they well attended, or?
It's usually it differs on the topic, because what we do, it's more of a psychoeducation group, but then it lends itself to interact with one another afterwards, where people start building relationships and then they start coming regularly and or monthly to see one another. But what we do is, so depending on the topic, like this month in March, no, sorry, in March, we're going to be looking at specifically lymphedema and how one actually deals with it as for personally, but then also what it is and what are the kind of impact it can have on one's quality of life. And then next month, for example, it's a doctor who's a registered genetic counselor. So it depends on the topic. I do have my few regulars that attend every month, and this has been coming along since 2011. So some of them are completely in remission no longer, but they enjoy just connecting and learning more about the different topics related to cancer.
I've noticed there's a certain amount of camaraderie that builds up amongst the patients.
Definitely.
You know, we see one another on a regular basis, and
yes.
and that extends to the husbands or the wives of the patients. To
true.
Me,
true.
And I feel very comfortable here. This is a place of peace. That's the word that comes to me whenever we come in here. That feeling of peace wafting over us in a world that outside is in constant stress. Turn on the radio and you hear the latest 10 disasters that are going on. But when you come into this door, it's just a feeling of just peaceful.
That's wonderful to hear.
How do you create that atmosphere?
Because I think
you've got something to do with it.
It's wonderful to hear that feedback, that positive feedback. Thank you. Because I think, as some people have rightly said to me, that it's such a different world out there. It's another world, and this is a different world, like you just said. Before, patients that come here for the first time often say to me, like, I had no idea what was happening in here, and here I am, you know. And I think it's just about acknowledging that, you know, people that are coming here are going through a difficult time, and they are yet courageous enough to continue the battle, and I think just being aware of that, and amongst us as a team, we are very much aware of the difficulties a lot of patients have, and we amongst ourselves also have a very good bond. As staff, we support one another in the work we do, and I think that helps to create the sense of peace. And hopefully, if it's relaxing music and it's quiet sometimes, one can have a bit of a relaxing time, yeah.
You just mentioned relaxing music. I don't know if you appreciate just how powerful that music is that is played here while people are here. A lot of it is Christian music, for a start.
Yes.
And it just adds to this lovely atmosphere.
I agree.
And somebody has built you up a wonderful music library.
Thank you. We try. We go through phases where we don't know what to play anymore.
And just as an aside, when Lorianne is having her treatment, then I'm usually on my computer, because I have discovered that if I bring quite complicated problems with me here, I can solve them far better here than I can at home. It's just the brain is so affected by this feeling of peacefulness. I just type away and okay, we've done that.
Wonderful.
And something I haven't been able to do for 3 weeks, I've got it done.
Fantastic. And and perhaps it's also knowing that Lorianne is getting something done that's really important.
Yes.
And she's being productive, so you're encouraged.
Now, I have to mention Dr. Hanley Dutoit. She is the chief oncologist here. She was the one that, when we first came in that first day, she basically told Lorianne exactly what was wrong with her and what treatment she was going to have. Mm. I was so impressed by her professionalism, her knowledge, and I thought, wow, this lady is quite something.
Yes.
Now, you work in this environment all the time. Do you want to say anything about Hanley? Because that's what everybody just calls her.
Yes. I tend to, in my emails, sometimes call her doctor, and then, but she seems very comfortable with being called by her first name.
Yeah.
But Dr. Hanley is an expert in her field, And like you said, you feel at ease because she's so knowledgeable and she's able to answer your questions, and she's very detailed in her summaries and explanations, which I think makes one feel at ease. All your questions are answered actually before you have any questions to ask, which I think is very helpful. And I think what I appreciate about Hanlie is that she recognizes the role of the oncology social worker, and she supports the oncology social worker, and she recognizes the fact that there is an holistic approach in managing patients. It's not just the physical, it's looking at the emotional, the spiritual, the support structures that are in place. So she will always look and see what support do patients have and how can we support them if they don't have, by referring to me and saying, look and see if they need some help at home. And I appreciate that about her.
Mm. And she's, I don't know who's responsible for HR here, but you gathered together the administration workers who are on the desk when you first come in here.
Yes.
And they're so efficient and so friendly.
They are, very much so. And they also have a lot of experience, years of experience in working with cancer patients and families, but obviously medical experience. So they know exactly which scan to book where and how and what. And I just go to them if I need to, any questions about scans and appointments and follow-ups.
And sometimes we have emailed Sonia particularly.
Yes.
Look, we're not quite sure about this. Can you ask the right person?
Yes.
I don't know if you know how rare it is in the medical world to be able to communicate with your doctor by email. It is not.
You're right.
Some of them actually resist it.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
So
yes.
Another thing about this place that's enlightened and that's so helpful to us husbands of patients.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Now, something that's going to happen today for Lorianne, when patients have completed their course of chemotherapy, they get to ring a bell.
Yeah,
there's a sort
we've
of
got
big
our chemo bell, our big brass bell. Very exciting.
What? How did this happen? How did this come about?
It actually came about from, I do stand to be corrected, but it was an American, it's an American tradition. And one of the cancer care units in PE got to hear about it, and they introduced it to their unit, and word got around, and we decided we have to have one as well. We just thought it very, very symbolic of and it's exciting, and it's a feeling of fulfillment or achievement, should I say, for the chemo patient, and an acknowledgement of, you can ring that bell as hard as you want to because you've just completed your chemo regimen, which is really, really tough to have to go through.
Can, this is my last thing I want to ask you about. It's an important question. Cancer used to be a word nobody mentioned 30 years ago,
yes.
I would say. But here in this place, this oncology unit, there's no stigma. There's just optimistic support for everybody from wonderful staff, really wonderful staff. And particularly I'm mentioning the nurses here,
yes.
Mariana and
yes.
all the other
definitely
wonderful
angels.
People. Definitely angels. Mm-hmm. How has this been achieved at Cape Gate Oncology? How do you find such people?
Well, I'm not responsible for finding them.
So you can be as complimentary as you like.
But they are all... they're definitely all hand-picked angels, I think. And many of them have also been in this type of, in with us for years. So it's definitely a calling. And fortunately, they've been called to Cancer Care Cape Gates. But I think there again, it's just looking at the team. You know, each one brings with its own strengths and it's their own gifts. And I think because they work well together as a team, they also recognize bringing out one's best strengths. And definitely I would just say, you know what, it's a calling. That's all I can really say for each of them, because to do this kind of work, the work that they do with such love and care every day, and yet to see people that aren't feeling well all the time, it must be hard, you know. So yeah, definitely a calling. And when there are vacancies, you know, Sister Sharon, who is the supervisor of the chemo room, she sits with the HR, and they really look at, you know, the interviews are at length, and they go through the CVs. So there's scrutiny, and it's not just, you know, they really look at the candidate and what the candidate needs, and the interviewing process is at length, it's in depth.
There seems to be a lot of love generated between the patients and the nurses.
Mm.
Really?
They definitely develop a good bond. You can imagine, especially if you're coming weekly. The week goes so quickly when you know you're back here again.
Yeah.
And for many, this kind of journey is a year and a half. For the majority of breast cancer patients, it's a year and a half that they actually come to our unit. And then thereafter, they continue coming up for follow-ups. So you'll often see when the patient's completed their treatment and they're coming for a three-month or a six-month follow-up, they're always going to the chemo room to see you, to go, I just want to go say hello quickly to the sisters. So go. You know, so to go and say hello and show them their hair's grown back. And, you know, so it's also very, it's very special, the relationships formed.
Yeah. Lorianne's been doing some art as she sits there.
Yes.
She's a prophetic artist, and they've shown a lot of interest in her art, which she finds very therapeutic, and
yes,
and that for us,
wonderful.
We'll remember this place forever because of these pieces of art that she's created. Karen Majewski, thank you so much for this. You didn't know a couple of hours ago that I was going to ask you, and you said yes. You're a special person.
Thank you so much, Tony, and thank you for the positive feedback. It is really, really appreciated, and it's feedback like what you've given us, and I will be sure to definitely distribute this interview, because I think this is what the staff need to hear. They need this feedback, because we often in life only get the feedback of you know, normally people don't always, are not always so complimentary. So it's wonderful, because this is what motivates one to continue in the work we do. So thank you very much.
Yeah. 5 and 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. Lorianne is going to ring the bell. We're done. It is finished. Joseph Shabalala died on the 11th of February, just 2 days ago in Pretoria. He formed Ladysmith Black Mambazo in 1960. And since then, they have produced more than 40 albums, won 5 Grammys, and are part of South African heritage. Their career was boosted in 1986 when they worked with Paul Simon on the Graceland album, and that's when I first noticed them. They're well liked and loved in Canada, where we come from, and Lorianne and I have played their music on CKCU Radio in Ottawa numbers of times. A day after he died, the group, which was performing in California, recorded this tribute. And to end tonight's show, I'm going to play quite a number of Ladysmith Black Mambazo tracks so you can just soak into it and relish the genius of their music.
The following song is a tribute to our founder of the group, Dr. Pelisizwe Joseph Shabalala, founded the group in 1960. We'd like to sing this song to say thank you. People keep on asking,
people keep on asking, where did you get our supply? It was our founder, Joseph Shabalala. People keep on asking, where did you get our supply? It was our founder, Joseph Shabalala.
is the one.
He is the one who had the dream of spreading our culture, the culture of South Africa, of love, peace, and harmony.
We will never, ever
forget
our founder,
Chef Shabalala.
We salute you.
We are proud of you. Thank you.
Kawela Milinye, Kawela Mche Shabalala.
Kawela Milinye,
Kawela Mibu,
Kawela Mche Shabalala. Kawela Milinye, Kawela Mche Shabalala. Kawela Milinye, Kawela Mche Shabalala. Kawela Milinye, Kawela Mche Shabalala.
Koppel's Western Cape Radio, CWCP, broadcasting from Worcester, South Africa.
A tribute there to Joseph Shabalala, who died on the 11th of February, just a few days ago. And keep on listening to this show to hear a lot more music by Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Now we come to the final episode in Legacy by Jasper Cloete. We have serialized the whole of this book now, or by the end of this program, we will have done. And we've done that for just one reason. I have extensive experience as a personal financial planner in Canada, and therefore I've read quite widely on the subject. But I've never read such an important and groundbreaking book as Legacy. I joined the Generational Inheritance Group about 18 months ago. And one of the things that I obtained then was a copy of the book Legacy. My copy was actually signed by the author, Jasper Cloete. I read the book and got fascinated by it. Some of what was in the book we were learning in gig meetings in Worcester. But by chance, Jasper happened to hear one of these broadcasts on CWCP Radio, and he liked the sound of my voice, and he asked me if I would record an audio version of Legacy. I said that I'd probably have it done within a month. Actually, it took a lot longer than that. This is the first time I've recorded an audio book. But at the end, he was pleased with the result. And you can go and buy that audio book on Amazon and other places where audio books are sold. But at the same time, I have been serializing the book on the Worcester Report. And as I say, just for one reason, this book is so important that it really could change the face of, firstly, South Africa and then other parts of the world. The problems which we hear so much about in South Africa are partly through ignorance of the subject matter in this book. Strangely, I can't even get quite close friends to take me up on this offer and read the book.
I don't know if the whole idea of personal financial planning sounds too dry, or if people's attitude is, well, whatever will be, there's nothing I can do about it. And if that's your attitude, you're totally wrong. So if you're hearing about this book for the first time now, I urge you to go back to the whole series of Worcester Reports and start with the introduction and then work through chapters 1 to 12. And chapter 12 is what we're going to run now. The introductory music is by my son James, recorded in about 1996. Legacy, Chapter 12. Epilogue, the end or the beginning? It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. It is hard to imagine better words to describe the era in which we now live than those used by Dickens nearly 150 years ago. For today we live in the best of times, in an era of unimagined technology, prosperity, knowledge, and opportunity. Yet at the very same time, we live in the worst of times, as poverty, extremism, corruption, and isolation separate us from one another. At its root, the reason for this paradox lies in the two opposing mindsets of the one-generational mindset versus the three-generational mindset. The one-generational mindset, at best, tries to maintain the status quo, but has no real long-term solutions on how to build a better future. Unfortunately, it is currently the dominating mindset that permeates throughout all the structures of society. The three-generational mindset is best positioned to make maximum use of opportunities and new technologies, but requires a radical change in thinking and behavior. The hope is that this book and the ideas contained in it will help towards exposing more people to this rediscovered ancient secret for a thriving society. Here are the top five reasons why this is the best time in human history to be alive. 1. If humankind actually is getting its act together and acknowledges that we are all in this together, we will have taken the first and most necessary step towards creating a peaceful world. 2. Technology is giving us the possibility of each and every human being having virtually unlimited and instantaneous access to knowledge and information from all the previous generations in history. 3. In a world where we are reconciling the paradox between individuals and the collective whole, women and others who have been subjects of discrimination are being empowered. 4. Traditional scourges of pestilence, hunger, and disease are increasingly giving way to healthier and more responsible lifestyles. 5. As consensus builds for creating more sustainable practices, more conscious choices are being practiced by individuals on a daily basis. There is a Chinese blessing that says, "May you live in interesting times." At the very least, we live in interesting times. At best, we live in the best of times. In this final chapter, I wish to share a few last thoughts with you that could not fit into any of the earlier chapters. These are general thoughts that came up as I've worked on this book, and a reflection on lessons learned from actual life and business experiences. Don't set out to be a millionaire or to chase money. What you chase runs away from you and makes you tired and exhausts your resources. Find your purpose as soon as possible. If you don't know it yet, ask your Creator to reveal it to you. Set out to make yourself more valuable by improving your skills and learn new things. Add value to your organization and community. Check that you build the future of your family's wealth on a sound philosophy
and operate from sound principles. The application of this is called wisdom. Take employment not to survive, but to learn, build networks, and get ideas. The current mentality of the one generational mindset society is to do as little as possible for as much money as possible. For many, their place of employment is a daily grind and is experienced as soul-destroying. Change your attitude and set out to make yourself the most valuable asset in the company and to your employer. In everything you do, try and apply the mindset as an employer and ask yourself how things can be done more profitably and more productively. Share your ideas with your employer. Don't just do the minimum to get by and earn a salary. Go the extra mile, and where possible, volunteer also to help out in other areas of your employer's business. Although you may not be rewarded immediately, the day will come when you will either outgrow your current employment and be headhunted by a competitor, or, if your employer has a three-generational mindset, he will create an opportunity for you within his company and find a way for you to also own a piece of the business. Don't believe in everything you read and watch in the mainstream media. Unfortunately, most people in the current one-generational mindset society are unaware that they are being manipulated by selective journalism and over time tend to accept whatever they read in newspapers and hear on TV as truth. Without telling you what to do and believe, we strongly encourage you to do your own due diligence on matters before you form an opinion. Understand that right now, the popular opinion is out to support the one-generational mindset and hide its negative consequences. Know that daily you are being sold fear, consumerism, and uncertainty. Unless you consciously take control of the input you will allow from here on forward into your mind through what you read, hear, and the company that you will keep, all your hard work in getting your family on the road to a three-generational mindset can become unstuck, and before you know it, you're back on the one-generational mindset journey. Live humbly, do justice, love kindness, and mercy. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, and to love kindness and mercy, and to humble yourself and walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8 in the Amplified Bible. This timely and practical ancient advice will make your life much simpler, less stressful, and meaningful. Building your generational wealth is a private family journey, and you do not have to compete with your fellow man anymore. This reality alone should remove a lot of the stress from you and put you ahead of the game. Doing justice means to be constantly on the lookout to do the right thing in all circumstances. This will protect your decision-making and prevent you from making irrational short-term decisions that could potentially harm you or others. Loving kindness and mercy will guide you to live your life in a meaningful way. Ways to Live a Simple Lifestyle. Steve Harvey. Own your happiness. Don't wait for it to come from outside. Challenge your story. You may carry a perspective on your life to date that is disempowering. Go back into your emotional world and identify and challenge every thought or historic incident that made you feel bad about yourself. Replace that with the truth about yourself, in that you have a purpose for being here on earth and that you possess unique talents and gifts that can benefit your fellow man. Enjoy the journey and not only the destination. Find your joy in the process. Make relationships count. God, self, spouse and kids, family and friends. There is no such thing as a self-made man. We are the sum total of the opinions and influences we've allowed to shape us. All those who have gone before us have helped to create the infrastructure and technology that we are using today to build our own dreams and lifestyles. So let us acknowledge and give credit to everyone who had a positive impact in our lives, and if they're still alive, make an effort to let them know that you appreciate them. Everyone who has ever done a kind deed for us or spoken one word of encouragement to us has entered into the makeup of our character and of our thoughts, as well as our success. George Matthew Adams. Choose to operate from an abundance mentality, three-generational mindset, and not a scarcity mentality, one-generational mindset. Scarcity mentality. Everything, everybody, and every business is competition and threat. Resents competition, believing it makes the pie smaller and them weaker. Are stingy with their knowledge, contacts, and compassion. Are wired to compete, threaten, and exclude. Are wired to drive out the competition. Default to suspicion and find it difficult to build rapport. Ask, why do you want to know? Why do you need to know? Why do you want my wish list? With the full expectation of being ripped off in some way. Believe that life and business is a zero-sum game. For me to win, you must lose, in a negotiation or transaction. Abundance mentality mindset. Everything, everybody, and every business is inspiration and opportunity. Welcomes competition, believing it makes the pie bigger and them bigger. Are happy to share their knowledge, contacts, and compassion with others. Are wired to collaborate, support, and include. Are wired to be driven and competitive and work from excellence. Defaults to trust and build rapport easily. Asks, what do you want? What do you need? What's on your wish list? With the full expectation of uncovering underutilized capacity that can be unlocked in a mutually beneficial business relationship. Believes that all parties can win, get what they want, in a negotiation and transaction. If you want to travel fast, travel alone. If you want to travel far, travel with others. Once you've made the decision to become the founding parent of your family dynasty and have done the generational goal setting and generational budgeting exercises, you will have a clear picture of what needs to be accomplished. The biggest challenge you will now be faced with is how to mobilize your family to join you on this journey. Following the outlines in this book, especially Chapter 9, will give you good guidelines on how to get them to buy in. Your biggest benefit, however, lies in the fact that you are not alone on this journey. Reach out to your fellow gig members, build relationships, and learn from their journey. Make maximum use of the banking products and services already provided by GIG and see how your own journey from struggle to significance is accelerated. Change is inevitable. Embrace it. Understand that in your journey from struggle to significance and in bringing your family into a three-generational life of abundance and prosperity, you will be exposed to the same economic and political uncertainties that the rest of society will face. The disruptive technologies that can wipe out industries overnight and eliminate old jobs and create new employment opportunities will also impact on your family. Since you can't avoid change, embrace it. Make a conscious effort to read up on future technology. Discuss it with your inner circle of other three-generational mindset friends and family and ask yourself how you should and can prepare for the impact of these changes. Position your family in a way that will minimize risk to them. In the process, you may find new opportunities. Position your family to become the provider of these new products and services and benefit from these inevitable changes. Keep a journal and write your story. Start the habit of keeping a journal of your journey from struggle to significance and the lessons learned along the way. From time to time, go back and read your earlier entries to encourage yourself as you face new challenges. In time, your book will become very valuable, and as your own story unfolds, it will serve as a great inspiration to those that come after you, both immediate family and those whose lives you've touched. The material in your journal will become valuable when the time comes to publish your book. I've enjoyed sharing the generational message with you and to give you guidelines on how to start your own family journey from struggle to significance. The rest is now in your hands. Remember, today is already that tomorrow that you've promised yourself so much about yesterday. If not you, who? If not now, when? Take action now. About the author. Jasper Klote worked in the corporate world from 1981 to 1992 for companies like AmScore, Industrial Development Corporation, IDC, the Small Business Development Corporation, now Business Partners, and finally the South African Housing Trust. He went into business for himself in 1992 and planted the GNLD business in Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania, and from that business base built out their family business in four ways, Johannesburg, Eagle's Nest, www.eaglesnest.co.za. In 2008, he founded the Generational Inheritance Movement, which led to the establishment of a community bank, GIG CFI, and the GIG Institute. He serves on the board of several entities and is a public speaker. Contact Jasper Klote, jasper@gigtrust.co.za. I trust that caught your attention. And I thank Jasper Klote for initiating me into generational inheritance planning. Now, as promised earlier, we're going to enjoy a musical meal of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. This is from an album called The Spirit of South Africa. And I can say that if the ideals of Joseph Shabalala, as followed in his music, could also be followed more widely in our population here, and add to that the principles of legacy, this country could turn around in a new spirit of growth based on ethical business practices and honesty in all spheres of life. Are these not the values of the Christian way of life, followed by both Jasper Klote and Joseph Shabalala? Until our next broadcast, I wish you all well. Don't know what's coming up next week, but do tune in to The Worcester Reports on CWCP Radio, and God bless you.
Homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless, the moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are homeless,
we are homeless, the moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
And we are homeless,
homeless,
we are
homeless,
boom, boom.
The moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
See, I am.
Oh,
any dead tonight, you could be you. Strong wind, strong wind. Many dead tonight, you could be you.
And we are homeless, homeless,
homeless.
Boom, boom.
In moonlight sleeping,
we are homeless.
And we are homeless, homeless,
homeless.
Boom, boom. In moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. Homeless, homeless. In moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Somebody say. Somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry,
why, why?
Somebody say. Somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say. Somebody cry,
why, why?
Somebody say.
Hit your man up. Hit your man up. Yes, I know I'm alone. Hit your man up. Hit your man up. Yes, I know I'm alone. Yes, I am a
party.
Yes, I am a party. Yes, I am a
Somebody say, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say, somebody cry,
why, why?
Somebody say, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody say, somebody cry,
why?
Kulumani,
kuluman, kulumani siswe.
Singanze ja.
Baya chabula basi chanda. Yo, wo.
Hey, beautiful girl, sing. Hey, baby, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, beautiful girl. Hey, baby, hey, sing. Hey, baby, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, beautiful girl, come along to kiss me. Before I'm going, come along to kiss me. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, come along, come along, come along. You. Don't you meditate, sing. Don't you meditate, I send a messenger to tell you that I want to meet you at the station. Come along to kiss me, before I'm going, come along to kiss me. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me, nice, nice. Before I'm going, come along, come along, come along. You.
Hello, 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 my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello,
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 hello, my baby.
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 Hello, my sweetheart.
Hello, my baby.
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 Hello, my sweetheart.
Hello, my baby.
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 Hello, my baby. Hello, my baby.
Hello,
my baby.
Hello,
my baby. Hello, my chocolate. Hello, my baby.
Hello,
my baby.
Hello,
hello, my baby.
Hello,
my sweetheart.
Hello,
my baby.
Hello,
my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my sugar.
Hello,
my sugar lady.
Hello,
my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my sweetheart.
Hello, my baby.
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 Hello,
my sweetheart.
Hello, my baby.
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 Hello, my sugar.
Hello, my baby.
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 Hello, my
chocolate.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my
sweetheart.
Hello, my baby.
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 Hello, my sweetheart.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Don't you meditate, sing.
want to meditate, I send a messenger to tell you that I want to meet you at the station.
Unkulunkulu wethu
Baba wethu
Baba wethu
Umdali wethu
Maye Baba
Uyasithandaza
Iwe mhlabeni madoda Ezulwini
Masibuyele
Somdaba
Masilalele Awathandaza
Alamfana
Kosima Sindlebende
Nalela wethu man
Masilalele Awathandaza
Maye Mama
Kosima
Please, please,
please, Lord, when I say our Creator, I do not mean any particular race, color or creed. I love my brothers and sisters.
Somebody
was begging me to hit one of my brothers and sisters. I said no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no,
never, 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 no, no,
no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no. Different colors means nothing to me. Different languages means nothing to me. Different names means nothing to me. Kukhona lo muntu kade ngicenga ethi phakathi kwabafowethu nodadewethu amzondo omunye mina ngivuma
Different colors means nothing to me.
for a name.
Noma temba, wangishiya,
Zalem getwa no matembo
mam
no matembo
mam
waneshi
zikole
Zalem getwa no matembo
mam
no matembo
mam
waneshi
simnambi
Zalem getwa no matembo
simnambi
Zalem getwa no matembo
sekolo no matembo Kasabale nencwadi ncane
Uyano matemba
Semnambi
tuno
matemba
Kasabale
nencwadi ncane
Uyano matemba
Amusemnambi amuno matemba Kodwa
yiyano
matsakava nanga
Uyano matemba
Amusemnambi titemba la
Uyano matemba
Kasabale nencwadi ncane
Uyano matemba
Amusemnambi tuno matemba Kasabale nencwadi ncane mama Yema amuno matemba Asabale nencwadi ncane mama Bebuya njalo Bebuya nomathemba wami wema
Bebuya Bebuya nomathemba
Bebuya njalo
Bebuya nomathemba
Bebuya wena bo
Bebuya nomathemba
Oh asabale nencwadi ncane
Bebuya Bebuya nomathemba Bebuya nomathemba Bebuya nomathemba Asabale nencwadi ncane
Uzobhala wena bo
Uzobhala
wena
bo
Bhala wena
Uzobhala nomathemba
Uzobhala nomathemba
Bhala
wena bo Bhala wena
bo
Thina na wewe na tya
Thina
na Thina na Sodliwa izindunduma Thina na Thina na
Sodliwa izindunduma sithi em 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 sithi em em
wena umathemba wena umathemba wena umathemba
sithi em em
wena umathemba wena umathemba wena umathemba
sithi em 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 MCGM Kwasiya kwasiya kuko Bame wako Siya kala Sitelo wachula kulo nongela kiweyo Mbawawe tukongongo Mbawawe tustulugu tu Mthabe ni
Yela vela 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 vena
Vela 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 vela
Yela vela vela
Mubati nasipisa kuwe Kuwena kuwe Tina sipisa kuwe Uze kuwele niwe sumanda
Ilangali
pumali shona Shona li shona Lama li pumali shona Uze mwele ni weso manda
Vela vela wena vela wena
Vela vela wena vela wena
Vela vela wena uvela zuvili
Mubati nasipeisa kuwe Uwe na guwe Tina sipeisa guwe Kuse guwele ni weso manda
Vila vila wena Vila wena Isu manda
Vila wina 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 Vela vena, vela vena, vela vena. Mm.
Omobatina, Misa, Mueve Baba, Buse Mueve, Misomanda, Na 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 na
na na na na na
Vela, 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 ouvert les eaux, l'uni.
Abatia l'enfant,
Abatia, Bakala, Abanza, Batibaya, Tatasi, Batatia, Sintonga, Mawala,
Antinavanga, Nemfana,
Abanza, Bakala, Abanza.
Everything's so
stupid, 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 stupid. Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it,
hate it.
Say to yourself, I want you to yell at my mom. Being a kid is no bowl of cherries, no bed of roses, no piece of cake.
When I
act like a grown up, it's same precocious. When I act like a kid, they tell me that I'm hopeless.
Everything's so
stupid, 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 stupid.
Can't be all stupid. Hate nobody.
Say to myself.
Self-important.
Won't have to yell in my ear. Being a kid is no laughing matter, no silver platter, no yellow brick road. Say what I think, that's a kid, you're too young. And then when I'm quiet, it's a cat of your tongue.
Everything's so
stupid, 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 stupid.
I hate it. Maybe if I
say to myself, I want you to yell at my kids. In a grown-up is no spring picking, no day at the beach, no easy street. Even if you're making their favorite treat, you can make the kid to lunch, but you can't make him eat.
Everything's so
stupid, 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 stupid.
Can't be all stupid.
Hate
nobody.
Say.
Self-important.
Myself, I want you to yell at them.
Everything is upside down. Ignorance, stupid,
abafana
bamambaphume
emnambisibasendlini
enkulu
yingalilela ntombi
kantithula wentliziyo yami
Usuku Karla uzongi bangela mapati.
Yinga lila lantombi
sitithula wenhliziyo yami. Usuku Karla uzongi bangela mapati.
Stembi sosa kontombi.
Fesistem sosa ko.
Tombi.
Fesistem sosa ko.
Tombi.
Fesistem sosa kontombi. O angetembi sasona. Fesistem sosa ko.
Tombi.
Fesistem sosa ko.
Tombi.
Fesistem
sosa kontombi. O angetembi sasona. Wathi so fast la taneti na nawe ephala mhlusungishile
ungishiyelane na buya mtawethu khalele inkomo zam izinkomo zika baba ezama lobolo buya stando sam bonga bantu bayaxabana baphinde bagxolelane
ubani lona.
Ubani lo osixabanisayo? Ubani lo osixabanisayo thina nawe sithando sam? Ubani lo osixabanisayo
thina nawe sithando?
Ubani lo osixabanisayo thina nawe sithando sam? Bonga bantu bayaxabana maphinde baxolelane.
Stembi sosa kontombi.
Fesistem sosa ko.
Tombi.
Fesistem sosa ko.
Tombi.
Fesistem
sosa kontombazana.
O angetembi sasona. Fesistem sosa ko.
Tombi.
Fesistem sosa ko.
Wina tombi.
Fesistem
sosa kontombi.
O angetembi sasona. Wathi so fast la hlaleti na nawe
ephala mhlusungishile
ungishiyelane na buya mtawethu khalele inkomo zam izinkomo zika baba ezama lobolo buya sithando sam bonga bantu bayaxabana baphinde bagxolelane.
Hayi.
Yeah.
Umnandi.
Umnandi kwela ngithembi.
Ngamthola mina.
Ngamfuna ngamthola. Umuntu onethemba.
Ngamthola mina wema.
Ngamfuna ngamthola. Umuntu onethemba.
Ngamthola mina wawa.
Ngamfuna. Umuntu onethemba.
Ngamthola mina wawa.
I'm full of
Sengimtholile
umuntu neqiniso.
Ngamthola mina.
Sengimtholile umuntu neqiniso.
Yilowo
ovuma athi mina ngimubi.
Kodwa
kwangena umuntu kimi angisazisho lo kwami. Ngisho lokho athandi kusho.
Ngifuna ngamthola mina.
Sengimtholile
umuntu
neqiniso.
Ngifuna ngamthola mina.
Sengimtholile umuntu neqiniso.
Ngamthola mina.
Sengimtholile umuntu neqiniso.
Ekhona
lapha usezulwini uyakhuluma nalaba bafuna iqiniso.
Nawe
dlulisa le ndaba uyise wabanye.
Sengimtholile
umuntu neqiniso. Sengimtholile umuntu neqiniso.
I'm
told, I'm told, I'm told, I'm told,
Hansmali, Elanda sinsizwa phansi emgodini. imali saze sayibona imali elanda sinsizwa le kude lange kufike khona wena ngokunofalo phansi emgodini
wezinsizwa
zinsizwa zakithi siyanihalalisela ngamandla nangesibindi ngokusinikela kwenu
wezinsizwa
zinsizwa zakithi siyanihalalisela ngamandla nangesibindi ngokusinikela kwenu sisho ngoba nina nizinsizwa zoqobo nisebenzele isizwe ngokusilandela umcebo nezinto zonke ezikhona phansi emgodini izinto zonke ezikhona zenziwa ngayo le mali enilanda phansi emgodini izinto zonke ezikhona zenziwa ngayo le mali enilanda phansi emgodini
alala
sinethulela isiqobo baholi bomgodi ngokunqoba ingozi
ake nisho zinsizwa
uma sithephelezi
obani
sihalala team leaders ngokuvikela ingozi
alala alala team leaders
alala team leaders
alala
alala team leaders Halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
wa
halala chimneta halala chimneta
wa
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
we
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta we halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
we
halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
wo
halala chimneta
halala
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 halala chimneta
usinethulela isiqoko wethu bomgodi
halala chimneta
usinethulela isiqoko wethu bomgodi
halala chimneta
impinse
halala chimneta
abaholi bomgodi
halala chimneta
halala zinsizwa zomgodi
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala zinsizwa zomgodi
halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
siyabona zinsizwa zomgodi
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
siyabona zinsizwa zomgodi
halala chimneta
halala
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 halala chimneta
wapheliza inyembezi emakha
halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
wapheliza inyembezi emakhaya
halala chimneta
halala
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 halala chimneta halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
sinethulela isiqoko wethu
halala chimneta halala chimneta
sinethulela isiqoko wethu
bomgodi halala chimneta
impinse
halala chimneta
abaholi bomgodi
halala chimneta
impinse
halala chimneta
abaholi bomgodi
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
halala
halala chimneta
aye
ne
buma bebafana
si buma le kwela kithi mnambithi
izinto ziyabavumela laba bantu abahlanza ngovuma ngovuma nto yami
izinto siyavuma ngoba bahlanza ngovuma abanye bathi ubovuma nto yami
izinto madoda nababantu belahleka endleleni
izinto siyabheda sinjengamabhedesa nayehlo babasemandulo
mathuthuka fana
mathuthuka bafala mabhengela bayeka umbhedo wamabhedesa
mathuthuka mnganam
mathuthuka bafala mabhengela
wema
bayeka umbhedo wamabhedesa
ukuvuma bafana
musanovuma abantu benikhohlisa
ikho
yekho walikhohlisa likhokhozela kumama kumezulu yekho walikhohlisa likhokhozela kumangoba kumezulu
la shoma yebabo Latin
Solo la tuma
Sibusiso sezulu uye nenkazimulo yakho khanyisela abantwana bakho ngoko konke abakwenzayo khanyisa amazwi akho
abe mnandi
baphumelele njalo njalo
umbane umasehlukanisa
Lutando, lutando luwa ngulungulu. Ngulungulu walitandizwe kangaka. Waze, wanigela mendutana ya kizelwe yotwa. Yotwa, yotwa.
Ngulungulu walitanda.
Ngulungulu walitanda.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. sasukale makaya bo
sasukale makaya saqonde tebe
athekwini
sifika lethekwini sathola umsebenzi
sebenzi
sabuya
emakhaya
sifika besaphi
o baba ndumama
siyajabula masimbona msaphila
sasukale makaya bo
sasukale makaya saqonde tebe
athekwini
sifika lethekwini sathola umsebenzi
sebenzi
sabuya
emakhaya
sifika besaphi
o baba ndumama
siyajabula masimbona msaphila
Zindombi, sejabulu mansaphile, bazali, sejabulu mansaphile. Zindombi,
sejabulu mansaphile,
bazali,
sejabulu mansaphile.
Zindombi,
sejabulu mansaphile,
bazali,
sejabulu mansaphile.
Zindombi,
sejabulu mansaphile.
Bazala
sasichabula
masaphila Zindombi
sasichabula
masaphila Bazala
sasichabula masaphila
Zindombi sasichabula masaphila Bazala
sasichabula
masaphila Zindombi
sasichabula
masaphila Bazala
sasichabula masaphila
Zindombi
sasichabula masaphila
Basha bafana bamambaza amnyama basho phezulu endlini enkulu basho khona eqhudeni bafana
Tell
tal tal la la la
la la
ja la 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 la
tal la la la
tal la 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 la
la
ja la la la
la la la
la la ja la la la
la la la
ja la 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 ja la la la
la la la
ja la 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 cha la 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 cha la 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 cha la 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 cha la 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 cha la 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 la
aw we matoda
aw 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 we matoda
yiwenzwe
nje yaluma
aw we matoda
aw 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 we matoda
selen
nje yaluma
ay
yeah
umnandi
umnandi wela ngithe mnambi thi
vula namasango singa sabafila
vula namasango
sabafila
vula namasango
abafana bephemo maso
vula namasango
sitetele ni matoto sitalu wendula
vula namasango
sabafile
vula namasango
abafana bephemo maso
vula namasango
sitetele ni matoto sitalu wendula
ziyakala
izingane ziyamshaya
sithi ngakumbulo kwajohli folish uqipha ngana namanye amaqhinga
isena muvale abuwa asife zonke izimfundo zamathalathi
ziyakala
izingane ziyamshaya
sithi
ngakumbulo kwajohli folish uqipha ngana namanye amaqhinga isena muvale abuwa asife zonke izimfundo zamathalathi
ayiwe matuta
ayiwe matuta usifale mapotini singavumela nanga
ayiwe matuta
ayiwe matuta usifale mapotini singavumela nanga
hayi ukumemezela ngathi ma ma mangama hayi
ukumemezela ngathi
ma
ma mangama
hayi
ukumemezela ngathi
ma
ma ba ma na ma
hey
nyama ketulana sizoba lungisa thina
ma
ba ma na ma
hey
nyama ketulana sizoba lungisa thina
ma
ba ma na ma
hey
ayibona nasela
ma ba ma
ma ba ma
lo pheni gazi lo baba
ayibona nasela
ma ba le kwajama zabantu mama
ma ba ma na ma
unonya kanje
madodana
Hey ma,
so bona sathi
ma,
ba ma ma ma,
aw ma ba ma,
so fisa,
aw ma ba ma, mama tuta,
ma ba ma ma ma,
hey,
ayu mama sala na, ma ba ma ma ma,
hey,
so bona sala na, ma ba ma ma ma,
hey,
luya ba tshusa na, so bona
sathi
ma, ba ma ma ma. Mama 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 mama
mama
mama mama
mama
mama mama
Aye
yeah
wagunjalo madod
wagunjalo tsikalengoma
allo yavela dingana a dingawa semhlane yami alale lalale kanina
yadaya bibita
yadaya belecha
yadaya bibita Yadaya bele chingane, yatinga basemhlane yali, khale libele liganina.
South Africa and China. Slegger,
You have been tuned to CWCP Radio. The next program in this series will be in a week at the same time. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. CWCP Radio is now in sleep mode.